Welcome to Wayward Bodies, a show about our bodies and the messy places that they meet the world. I'm your host, Ellie Bauer-Johnston. Each episode, we'll be exploring embodiment, body liberation, creativity, healing, and how we can start to show up as our whole selves. Welcome to the first full episode of Wayward Bodies. So I thought we might ring in this first full ep with a little discussion of what embodiment actually is and why it matters. A podcast about embodiment feels like maybe it needs a definition of terms to start with, right? So I think the first thing that we need to address when we're talking about embodiment is the fact that we can't think our way into it, which is eternally disappointing to me because I am at heart a library kid through and through. I love books, I love studying, I love learning new things, I love reading, and all of those things are amazing ways to kind of think around embodiment, but at its heart, embodiment is a practice, it's a verb, something that we actually need to do. So this podcast is going to be like a definition of terms, but it's not embodiment itself, because that is something that we have to experience. So we're not going to be able to brain our way in. And trying to pin embodiment down into a nice, tidy definition feels a little bit like trying to wrangle a cloud into a tote bag or explain what love feels like. It's big and it's amorphous, and intellectualizing it kind of misses the point. So let's talk about it, but with the understanding that embodiment is at its heart a practice. So instead of looking for certainty and absolutes, let's get curious and come at it from a couple of different angles. We can consider this an imperfect and ever-evolving definition of terms. I'm sure as the podcast continues to unfold, we'll find more pieces of the cloud to add to the bag. But at the moment, as I see it, there are three parts to understanding embodiment. Maybe we should start with the tangible, because if you Google the definition of embodiment, and I have, you'll probably find something like this. Embodiment is the representation or expression of something in a tangible or visible form. Which, essentially, for our intents and purposes, translates to something like, embodiment is about the body. We are embodied beings. Our whole life is experienced through our body. From the moment we're born, our bodies are the container for everything we learn, everything we feel. Our bodies are a vessel, a language, a conduit for experience. They hold our histories and create our growth and shape our experience of the world. So at its essence, embodiment is a practice of being present in your body. Simple, right? It's being present to the felt sense, the feelings and thoughts and sensations that move through you moment to moment. It's learning, or remembering, I suppose, the language of your body. And our body has a lot to say. If we know how to pay attention, it's the source of so much wisdom and guidance and truth. But we're not really taught how to listen. If you grew up in Western culture, you probably grew up with the idea that your brain was at the top of the food chain, right? The idea of your mind as some grand computer that kind of holds all of the details and drives your body around. And Western culture is built around that model. It gives a lot of power to logic and thinking and rationalism. You know, the idea of I think, therefore I am. And we could take a really big tangent into the patriarchal ways that thinking and feeling are gendered and the ways that those things are valued. But maybe that's something for a later episode. There's a lot to get into. What's interesting for now is that the idea of the body as subordinate to the brain is starting to be challenged. Science is catching up to what more somatic knowledge bases have always known, which is that we are more than a brain on legs. Our brain is just one node in a much larger network, and there are many different sites of knowledge within our body. So in part, the practice of embodiment is about relearning those sites of knowledge, remembering yourself back into your body. And as that happens, you begin to inhabit yourself more fully. It's the practice of really owning yourself, all of the weirdnesses, all of the sort of peculiarities that have been pushed to the side. As you become more embodied, you can step into them, step into your wholeness and own your magic. So embodiment is finding your way into your body and using the information that you find there to remember yourself, express the truth of yourself, and be present for your life. And it's a really active thing. You know, it's not just navel-gazing and feeling everything for the sake of feeling it. Embodiment is active. It's engaged. As you become more present to your embodied experience, that awareness gives you agency, gives you the power to make choices. Because once you sort of bring the unconscious rumblings that have been bumbling away under the surface, once you bring them up into awareness, into consciousness, then they stop being in the driver's seat. You can start to respond rather than mindlessly react. And there's more space to intentionally choose how you want to be, what you want to embody in the world, in your life. And maybe at this point, it might be helpful to also point at what embodiment isn't. So it's not fitness. Yes, the body is involved, but there's no particular action or movement that is required to become embodied. There's no particular body type required. Your size or shape or ability isn't a condition to embodiment. Anyone can do this. And anything can be an embodied practice. It doesn't need to be yoga or breath work, where those things are amazing ways in. You can practice embodiment while you're doing the dishes, or lifting weights, or sitting and staring at the ocean, or tending to a crying child. And at the other end of the spectrum of what embodiment isn't, it isn't about zenning out or transcending to some higher realm beyond this one. It's about being really here, in it all, in the mess and the delight and the grief and the joy, and letting it all move in you, being present to it. So embodiment is about cultivating a deeper relationship with our whole self through the body. But it doesn't stop there. It's not an individual betterment project, which kind of brings us to the second element of embodiment, which is that it ripples out because our bodies aren't separate. We don't float around in detached bubbles. No matter what dominant culture would have us believe, we are all interconnected and interdependent. We're always in relationship with one another and with the world that we live in. In fact, we're built for relationship. Down to the nervous system, we are really wired to connect. And so when we are more able to be present to ourselves and more able to feel the flow of life living through us, we're also more capable of being present in relationship, remembering that there is no us and them, that we aren't separate from one another, and bringing compassion to one another, as if the world didn't need more of that. And this might also be a pertinent time while we're talking about bodies in relationship to one another to talk about the fact that our bodies, especially bodies that are marginalized by dominant culture, black bodies and queer bodies and disabled bodies and fat bodies, are the site of that oppression. It isn't just conceptual, it plays out in our cells, in our nervous systems, in our experience of our bodies living in the world. And so embodiment can also be a really powerful place to begin uprooting oppression. So breaking down on the personal level the internalized stories of what a good body is, cultivating radical self-love and actively embodying our values out in the world, as well as giving us the skills and the tools to resource ourselves physically and energetically while we're doing that, so that we can be in the work of changing culture for the long haul without burning ourselves out. So far we've got to two of the three kind of elements of embodiment. Embodiment is about the self. Embodiment is about community. And now for the third and final, embodiment is about the divine, which I know can kind of put some people's backs up. Maybe it ties back to that dominant culture idea of logic and provability. But stay with me. So by coming into deeper communication with the wisdom of our bodies, we open to mystery. It requires a release of that black and white, all or nothing kind of thinking. The more we practice embodiment, the more we find that the binaries we live within no longer really apply. Our bodies are all grey area. We're always in flux and in change. We move through seasons and cycles just as the earth does, because our bodies are the earth. And as we get more familiar with the fluid, shifting landscape of our own felt sense, we expand our capacity to be in the unknown. And whether that comes through as the ability to trust the call of your intuition, or hold true to yourself even when the ground is shifting beneath your feet, or feel connected to something more than just you, that is a practice of the divine. Embodiment remembers us back into the greater fold of life. It remembers us back into full colour, feeling, sensation, presence within our life. It remembers us back to our interdependence on one another, on other beings, on the delicately woven connections of nature and the earth. It remembers us back to something bigger than ourselves. Whether you call that prana or life force or divinity, the universe or God, whatever it is, it's the thing that animates your cells and is living through you. Embodiment is a coming to life, a remembrance of your wholeness, the whole of you, and the wider life that you're part of, a circle within a circle. It's an ongoing commitment to showing up and paying attention, getting curious. There isn't a point where we reach the finish line of embodiment, besides the obvious. There's no apex or end to the process. As long as we're alive, we have this opportunity to practice being wholly ourselves. I think that might tie up this attempt to squish the amorphous cloud of embodiment into a tote bag. I would love to hear your thoughts or your feelings about what embodiment is, what it means to you, and how you understand it. You can drop me a note, or even better, you could record a voice note and email it to me at waywardbodies@protonmail.com. If practicing together is calling to you, then there are also a bunch of ways that you can find more of my work. Right now, my books for one-to-one embodiment coaching are open, starting in September. So if you want to deep dive into your own embodiment practice, something that is personalized and you-shaped, then you can apply at anotherpractice.com. Just head to the embodiment coaching section. And if you want to stay in touch, my favorite way to connect with folks, besides this podcast, of course, is my fortnightly love letter. It's a mix of musings and practices and resources for a more joyful, wholly embodied life. You can join on my website as well, anotherpractice.com. And you can also find me somewhat sporadically over on Instagram at anotherpractice, which is ANOTHER practice. All right, I think that's it. Until next time, big love.